Good evening, this is KD2AIT and the control for the Black River Light Service Net. My name is Jeff. Net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boomville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, May 20th at the Dodge Fett Northern Martin Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street in Boomville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still is not done for us for a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boomvilleARC.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in?
This is KD2GHL. No traffic. This is Rich. How you doing, Jeff?
KD2GHL. Rich, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, today was kind of a lazy day. Didn't do a whole lot of much at all. Trimmed this antenna a little bit, but it's up there 35 feet right now. And, well, considering connector losses, I'm probably putting 5 watts into my antenna right now.
Okay, you sound pretty good. There's a little bit of bacon frying there in the background, but not much. Okay, Rich, got anything else to add tonight?
No, I'm clear.
Thanks for checking in, and good luck with your antenna work, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KC2WI.
KC2NBU.
5AOW.
Okay, we'll start with KC2WI. Pete, good evening. What's going on tonight?
KC2WI, well, not too much. I got back here from taking tires down to Bob J's and paying him some money and then working on another, working on a computer and at least I got out. It was funny. I was standing in the Bob's and I was on a ride over there on the motorcycle and I went outside and I said, it's not very warm out even though the sun is kind of out. And so that's okay because I can take the tires over for the vehicle he's got there, the summer tires. And we stood outside and you know, it really felt warm. And then I think by the time I drove over to the next place, it didn't feel so warm. It was a huge difference when the sun went in. And I guess it's going to be a little warmer tomorrow. He said something about there's maybe going to be a frost. I don't know if that was tonight. It could be. It's pretty clear. Other than that, I guess not too much new here. Doing a lot of, not getting a lot of work done, but doing a lot of reading and, you know, just sort of general, I don't know, keeping up with things and that, which is nice, but, you know, I do that for so long before you have to start doing something that you can bill somebody for. Other than that, not too much new going on, I guess. KC2WI.
All right, Pete. Well, yeah, I think they were calling for a frost tonight, and that should be the last one in the foreseeable future we're paying, but, well, we'll see. Supposed to get up there almost 80 on Friday, from what I understand. We'll have to wait and see if that actually happens, though. Alright, well, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. KC2MBU, Ray, what's going on tonight?
We got 47 degrees up on the hill here, and, get a lot done today, but it was nice having the sun shining, and just unplug the air compressor and call it a night.
Alright, ready. Well, thanks for checking in, and you have a good night up there on the hill, and we'll catch up with you later. And 5AOW, Bill, what's going on?
And 5AOW, hi, good evening, Jeff. Oh, not much. Did a little bit of work this morning and get a few things done. Decided gonna take the afternoon and relax. So we went out and played 9 holes. Enjoyed that. A little cooler than I expected, but we were out there anyway. At least got a little bit of sunshine, a little bit of fresh air. The wind was pretty good. It played a little havoc here and there on some of the fairways, but we went out and did it anyway. One of the things that was on the list to do, you know, and long overdue. This time last year, I think, probably had been out maybe 3-4 times. First time this year, so everything was a little rusty. All the joints and the fingers and anything you could think of, but it worked out okay. Had fun doing it. So that was about the sum total of it. Came back, did a little bit of, I guess, nonsense stuff, you know, the little odds and ends that you don't think of or whatever in between, and you finally catch up with them at the last minute, trying to get them done. So that pretty much covered the day. So back to you, Jeff. 73 to everyone on board, and 5AOW.
Okay, Bill, well, it's getting that time of year, at least it normally is, but I guess with some of this dry weather, it would be nice to get out there and hit the ball there around a bit, but I'm glad you guys got out there. Yeah, we definitely had a little coolness to that breeze today, but not too bad if you're out in the sun. All right, well, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2 AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-in. Well, for myself, had to work today, and not much else to really report here. Helped a friend out with the computer. The video chip went out in the laptop, so wasn't easy getting that data off. Barely see the screen. So it was like looking through a dirty windshield, trying to see what's on the other side. But we got everything that was needed off, and the laptop had just had it. It was one of the models there of Dell that they seem to, certain model line seemed to have that issue if you let it get too hot. So, well, he got the thing pretty cheap, so he's not too upset. He's used it for a long time. Timed upgrade. I'm glad to give him a hand with it. Anyway, that's about all I got to report here. And we'll see if anybody else has any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time.
PC2WI.
Go ahead, Pete.
Well, I don't know the particular laptop, but if you could see the screen, you know, but there's no backlight, a lot of times you can fix that by replacing the inverter, and the older laptops in particular are pretty easy to get the bezel off around the, you know, around the panel, and if it's easy to get that off, then replacing the inverter, it pretty much just plugs in. And they're usually about $10 on eBay. So if that's you know, that's I think the most common issue is no backlight, and the inverter's an easy thing to try. I just fixed one which I thought was the inverter, but it turned out if I substituted a known good inverter, I found a pinched wire. But anyway, just a thought, you know, for a few bucks might be worth a try.
Well, the backlight actually works. It's the rest of the screen that was blank. So then I plugged it into the VGA out, and that was the screen I could barely see through, too. So, I mean, the laptop screen itself is just black with the backlight on, but when you hit the Control-F8 key, it switches over to CRT.
and well, it's on the flat screen here. That came up. There was just a bunch. It was all pretty garbled. You know, a bunch of lines in front of the output. But she could see it just enough to kind of make out what she needed to do. And basically, I just needed to copy in my documents folder. That's the only thing you had on there. My documents folder and get that to a thumb drive and save all that data. So, but the fact that the backlight was still working, but the screen wasn't, and the fact that when you plugged in the output to the VGA, that was pretty much almost completely fried. Had me pretty sure that was the video chip there.
Yeah, for sure. Is that, let me see, my guess would be it was an AMD, or at least an NVIDIA graphics, and I'm trying to remember 50, 200, I can't remember what the series were, but the ones with the poor solder and the reflow problem and they overheat, and that, it may have been that. I know most of the ones I saw like that were HPs. HPs were really notorious back in a certain time period for that. I haven't really seen any of those recently. I think they're either continuing to work or they've failed and been tossed. But I fixed, I sent them out, but I fixed several of those. So, yeah. That's the real problem with laptops, is they're not really meant to be laptops, they're notebooks. If you put them on your lap and clog the vents, they overheat. KC2WI.
Roger, it was a Dell Latitude D630. It was a well-known issue with the NVIDIA chip there, and if you let it get too hot, that's exactly what happens. And, the expense to replace it isn't, I think the guy paid like $80 for the laptop used. So, last I checked to get that car to get it put in, to get the chip and replace it, was I think almost $75 or something, and it's place at your own labor. But it was time. I mean, it was on XP. It was already having issues, and he plans on using it online a lot. I said, if you're a little more tech savvy, then maybe I'd say just use Chrome instead of Internet Explorer and take some chances. But I said, as things going, repaired it a couple times, and I said, you're probably just better off upgrade. But all right, Pete, thanks for the information. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? All right, hearing none, I'll now close Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency of regular amateur to you. So I'd like to thank Rich, Pete, Ray, and Bill for checking in tonight. J73, is anyone listening in? This is KD2AIT. Clear.
JUV Frac 10, out of County Traffic and Emergency Net, looking for stations to check in. This is Act 10. Are there any stations who would like to check in this evening?
This is N2WBX. Good evening, no traffic.
N2WBX, good evening to you. Any other stations out there to check in tonight with Act 10?
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
Okay, NET recognizes KC2NBU, and there might have been another station there in the background. Try again, please.
5AOW, no traffic.
And good evening to N5AOW, thanks for checking in. Any other stations out there would like to check in tonight with Octet? This is Act 10, Nata County Traffic Emergency Net, looking for stations to check in. Final call this evening for Act 10. Are there any other stations out there that would like to check in tonight? Hearing none additional, this is W2JUV, saying 73, clear the repeater.